Well, we are really excited because with us on the phone right now is Perry Neri, well known to an awful lot of you around here. She and her partner, Randy Zimmerman. Luckily, they're going to be coming back, but particularly Perry, we're interested right now because Perry is going to be part of an outstanding UT alumni show that's going to open next Friday night, November 6th, on the University of Tampa campus. It's going to be in the Scarfone Hartley Gallery. So, Perry Neri, welcome so much to the Women's Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited. Perry, I went to your website. Wow, your new work is really exciting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think it is too.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of George O'Keefe.
Oh, does it really? Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's fun.
Yeah, no, no, I'm serious. There's something about, you know, I always thought with George O'Keefe, just, I love the flow, the kind of emotion flow that she had. Well, you know, in your latest work particularly, to me, you had all these openings and closings, which were really kind of openings.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, you know, it is new for me. I was mostly a figurative painter, as a lot of people may know from my older work. But now I'm looking past that, right? And how it started was actually I was looking at a woman doing a daily practice of my sketching, right? And this woman was just sitting at a table, and she was smoking a cigarette. And I was very intrigued by the smoke that was escaping her mouth, and it just kind of came up, and I was very distracted by it. It danced around her head. It crept into the folds of her fabric, and I was very, very interested in watching that, and I started to become very obsessed with this smoke, and I started drawing the smoke, and that's really kind of what brought me past the figure and to stuff that was happening around the figure. It was very interesting to me because, you know, the shapes that were emerging onto the paper from this smoke were very organic, and they were very fluid-like and very fabric-like. You know, all that opening and closing, that was all from watching that smoke going in and out of things. And I found it very magical, and I loved where it brought me.
You know, I do, too. And so I really suggest to the listeners, because that's what I did. I went to your website. I looked at your earlier work. And I think that's great. I really do. But I just was fascinated because you definitely get this organic sense of motion, but particularly the sense of opening. And I thought because so much of your work has been so much centered on women and all the women in your life, you know.
I am a woman who's married to a woman who has a teenage daughter, and I'm a daughter and I'm a granddaughter. So I have all that feminine energy around me, and I'm really connecting to it finally. I used to paint so much outside of that, and now I'm getting very personal with my work.
Yeah, and I like the use of so many reds. You know, I think one does associate women with red so much for so many different reasons.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, Perry is really into a new phase.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's that's so exciting. And it's so exciting to have you come back to this area because you graduated, and I noticed from here, and I noticed your mentor, Rebecca Skelton.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and
a big influence with my drawing because everything's based on that drawing, and she really taught me to really look at things, and that was really helpful.
Well, and I'm quoting her here.
She really got my work, and it's great. I can't wait to talk to her because I haven't really spoken with her. I didn't know she was going to write that. It was great.
Well, for the listeners who might not have read it, here's what she said. Her early work, meaning you, foreshadowed the torrent of flesh and implied flesh that now explode figuratively and visually in her new paintings. Very high praise.
Yes, very high.
Well, we are so excited, and with two other colleagues of yours, Shalay Komalas and Rob Bovarnik, this is going to be opening Friday night.
It is, 7 o'clock Friday night, and we'll all be there.
And who is all? Are you and Randy?
Yeah, Randy and Tori, my daughter, and the whole family, really. And a lot of friends. It's going to be great homecoming for me because I get to see everyone, plus have the work up. It's just really a perfect for me to be able to show everyone what I've been doing up here in New York.
Oh, well, I think it's really exciting, particularly to see your work. I mean, and again, because I love to go to websites. I know they aren't the same as the real thing.
It isn't. The photos really did. They're really hard to photograph these paintings because they're dark, and the movement really doesn't always come through on the photograph. So the real paintings are really terrific, I must say. You know, when you stand in front of them and they're large and they really draw you in, I think I think you'll find them exciting as much as if you've seen them on the website, then you'll be really thrilled in person.
Well, you know, Perry, I'll have to bring you back when I have a chance to see your work, and
okay.
We'll have a little longer today.
Oh,
our show is pretty busy.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about what you take away from the show.
Yeah, and also what you put into some of them, because I have to admit, I was just fascinated with a website, and I thought, wow, has she gone into a new space? So, Perry Neri, we're really going to look forward to you and Randy and the whole group coming down. It's going to be an old homecoming for all the M&F fans.
Absolutely.
And so, thank you so much for giving us this time this morning. We'll look forward to next Friday. And how long are you going to be here this time?
We're just here for the opening, and we got to leave the next day.
Oh.
I know, it's a quick visit.
Oh, well,
yeah.
better sometime than no time. So, Perry, thank you so much for giving us this time.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
I will. You too.
Bye-bye.